Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? What's happening? Matt Carlson on the live feed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going live right now. Patriot Nation Radio Show, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. If you give me just a few seconds, we're going to rock and roll. We're going to get our guest on right away. After our top of the hour break, we got to get our advertising done. And we got a hell of a show lined up for you tonight. We have Laura Luma, patriot, activist, writer, who stormed the stage at the Shakespeare in the Park malarkey play that had a mock assassination of President Donald Trump, find it to be kind of ridiculous that if we had done this type of stuff during the Obama administration, where we'd all be right now. And that'd be a federal penitentiary. So apparently it's okay for the left to do this stuff. But when we attempt to do any kind of entertaining or any kind of anti their agenda, we get hammered. We get ridiculed. We get put through the ringer. Echo Lee's tuning in. What's up, Echo? So just get ready, folks, because this is going to be one heck of a show. I'm going to bring Laura in right here in about 4 minutes. I got to take care of this for those guys who and girls and folks who support Patriot Nation Radio, and we'll be back 4 minutes, 28 seconds. Echo.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level. And fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA. Right now on Facebook, that's DaveBray, USA.
Kelly Trump, what's up?
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45.
Ivan, what's up?
Prince William calling, 11:45.
Mary, hello.
This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at TheAmericanBrand.org. That's TheAmericanBrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
There you have it, folks. And if you want to add something, Pastor Sylvester Bland is watching, folks. Make sure you check out the United Saints of America.us Monday through Friday. Let's see, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a great man. He's got a great show going on out there. Make sure you check it out whenever you get a chance. And right now, I'm going to pick up our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, you might recognize this story. This young lady rushed the stage, one of two protesters that interrupted the mock assassination of President Donald J. Trump. And what I'm getting tired of, folks, actually, everybody says Trump, 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 Trump. And they always leave off the president part. Why do they always leave off the president part? But check this out real quick. See if I can get this to work. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. Ready? See if I get it to go here. It's going to play. Here it goes. And play. Uh-oh. We got an interruption here. Let's see. Now, did you all hear that? I don't know if you were able to hear that. Laura, did that come over the line? Were you able to hear that?
No.
Ugh, bummer. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the audio. I tried to get it loaded up to the board in time for the show, but that was the audio from the rushing of the stage there at Shakespeare in the Park. Now, here you are. You're at the event. First, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Laura Luma, patriot, activist, writer. What's happening, Laura?
Hi, thanks for having me.
No problem. It's my honor to host a great patriot as yourself. It's really good to see people stand up and show that they're fed up with this crap that's going on around this country. Look, we had 8 years of Obama. Could you imagine for one second if we had a mock assassination of President Obama? The world would have came to an end. I think we'd be embroiled in a civil war right now still to this day, and there would have not been an election if we ever did that to Obama. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are making the argument that previous Julius Caesar plays featured Obama as well, but it wasn't as celebrated as it was when, you know, they do it to President Trump. And of course, this play Julius Caesar in the Park in New York was sponsored by the liberal media. I don't ever remember conservative media funding, you know, the play of Julius Caesar when Obama was featured as Caesar, right? I don't remember that because it never happened, because conservatives weren't actively cheering on a mock assassination of President Obama.
Then could you imagine if we did, if that ever happened? I'm telling you, you think the rioting and stuff is bad now? If we had a mock assassination of President Obama, I believe that almost the whole free world would have came to an end. You know what I mean? It's just unbelievable. So now you're there, and you're sitting in the audience. What was going through your mind as you're watching? Did it seem like the whole play was propaganda for the sheep to get sucked into this violent rhetoric towards the president, or was it actually like just a joke? Was it for real? What were you thinking?
No, I think I really do believe it was for real, because you had people who were cheering it on, and they altered Shakespeare. They altered the original lines to include lines that were making fun of President Trump. So, you know, not only did they portray Caesar as Trump, but they also altered, you know, classical Shakespearean literature to fit their agenda and promote their assassination porn, as I like to call it. And it was really disturbing, because during the assassination scene, people were actually cheering and people were happy to see it. They were getting off on the idea of President Trump being stabbed to death by a bunch of minorities and women.
This is where we are, folks. And I kid you not, the rhetoric is just getting ramped up even more. Not only that, but we have assassination lists. We have people going to baseball games and asking, who's out there practicing? Are they Democrats or Republicans? And when told they're Republicans, opens fire and damn near kills Steve Scalise. Folks, you heard of war and civil war. The first shots of the civil war that we are in have been fired, folks. There is a war on right now. It may not be like you see over in Syria, but it's coming. We're going to keep importing these folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a great thing handed down from the Supreme Court today, is the ban. It's not a travel ban, folks. It's a six-week stay to make sure these terrorists that are coming here are not terrorists, that they just want to come here and better their lives. But the ban has been upheld by the Supreme Court. Hallelujah. Trump is winning bit by bit. And it's because of people like you, Laura, who make the stand and bring awareness. What were you feeling emotionally while you're sitting in the crowd now, yourself personally, when you're hearing the people cheering and stuff? My blood would be boiling. I'd be angry.
No, I was upset. I was disturbed. And yes, I was angry, because it made my stomach turn, to be honest with you. I started to feel nauseous, because it's really disturbing watching people who are sitting right next to you cheer on you know, a hypothetical assassination of your president. It just, it's really sickening to think that there's people out there who want to kill Trump, who want to kill me, who want to kill you, just because we're conservatives.
Isn't that scary? You know,
really
all
scary.
All the time that Obama was president, I never wanted to hurt a single Obama supporter. All I wanted to do was talk to them and maybe get in their head and turn a light bulb on. I never, ever in my wildest dreams even entertained a thought of violence towards somebody who opposed my views, whether it be religious views, political views, or our favorite sports team, for Christ's sakes. People are killing each other over their favorite sports team nowadays.
Yeah.
You got to come together.
No, I
know?
Completely agree.
So now I found, as I was looking into your story and stuff, you're actually a media person yourself. Why don't you tell folks a little bit where you do blogging and writing and reporting yourself, so that maybe they can link up with you as well.
So I work for a company called Rebel Media. It's a Canadian-based conservative alternative media platform. I'm American, though. I run the New York Bureau, and I previously worked for Project Veritas as an undercover investigative journalist for 3 years. You know, just so for the past several years, I've been working as a conservative journalist, you know, standing up for conservative values, going after the liberal mainstream media, and really holding the left accountable for their corruption and fraud and abuse. And, you know, I continued to do that the night that I attended Julius Caesar, because, you know, this isn't just the play. $30 million of New York City taxpayer dollars was used to fund this production of the mock assassination of President Trump. CNN, Time Warner, and the New York Times are all
financial sponsors of Julius Caesar, Shakespeare in the Park, right? So it's not just average citizens using their money to go, you know, buy a ticket to the play and support this. It's taxpayer money. I live in New York. Nobody asked me as a taxpayer if I wanted my taxpayer money going towards a mock assassination of President Trump. You know, I don't appreciate the liberal media celebrating this and encouraging it because they have influence on millions of Americans every single day. And, you know, the result of that is it's going to be a negative consequence. I said numerous times, I quoted Shakespeare, who once said that violent delights have violent ends, right? And so these people are taking delight in watching an assassination of our president. That's only going to have a negative end, a violent outcome, right? You're going to have crazed liberals who end up picking up a gun and shooting up a baseball game and trying to assassinate Republican congressmen, as we saw 2 weeks ago. Right, so we already see the violent end that is becoming the result of this normalized political violence in the media.
And like I said, folks, the first shots of the Civil War have been fired by a sick, deranged man at a baseball game. They are firing at us, folks. They are aiming their guns at us now, folks. 8 years of Obama. Not one time did I think that I wanted to commit violence against an Obama supporter. All I ever wanted to do to those who supported Obama was, hey, look, Benghazi. Hey, look, Fast and Furious. Hey, look, email scandal. Look at the truth. Here are the facts. And they never want to hear the facts. They never want to hear the truth. All they want to hear is what Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow are telling them. And they believe it. Folks, Karen Handel won the Georgia election, according to Rachel Maddow, because it was raining and they don't go out in the rain. Why? Probably because they're like the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz and they melt when water gets on them. They're dirty, for crying out loud. They're filthy. It's crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's unbelievable. I get so fired up sometimes when I think about all of this. And now they commit violence. They're hitting people over the head at Trump rallies with locks. They're punching people in the face. They go to his rallies all throughout the election cycle as they're gearing up for the election. And they stand in the crowd and they rabble rouse. And then when they get tossed out, they become a victim. They're always victims. And anytime a liberal is blaming or accusing you of something, I guarantee you, they're doing what they're accusing you of. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, no, right. I mean, there's just not people aren't holding their the liberal media needs to hold them accountable. So, you know, what we saw, people started freaking out after I interrupted the play, but it caused a national discussion and a national debate regarding the incitement of violence and the normalization of violence against the right. So, you know, for the past few weeks, we've seen that the liberal media has refused to condemn violence against the right. They celebrated Kathy Griffin. They refused to acknowledge that the shooter in Virginia was a diehard Rachel Maddow fan. And, you know, he consumed mainstream media, liberal mainstream media. And, you know, there comes a point when they need to be held accountable, right? Because this type of propaganda has consequences. And like you said, the first shots of the Civil War have been fired, and it's only going to get worse.
And look, patriots across the country are still begging for peace. The 3% guys and all these other groups are still pleading for peace and unity while getting attacked. Police officers are getting suspended for hugging folks that support the Constitution and support monuments not being removed and support the rebel battle flag.
Yeah.
Again, like I said before, many times before, history is history. If you, as the saying goes, when you erase history, you're doomed to repeat it. We got to make sure that history stays, good or bad, especially the bad history, so that we learn not to do it again. But here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, Laura was at a performance, Shakespeare in the Park, Julius Caesar. during the times of Julius Caesar, folks were blinded by what they called bread and circus, where they would go to these gigantic stadiums, eat massive amounts of food, and watch as they fed grown man enemies of themselves to the lions. They got blinded by all the entertainment and all the other things as they were infiltrated and brought down. Guess what's happening right now in our country? We are infiltrated to the core. Every aspect of our government, the deep state has got a stranglehold on our current administration. Don't worry, folks. The swamp will be drained soon, and I beg for you to remember this name. Eugene Wisorek. That is all I want you to remember. Remember this man's name. Come on the show a couple weeks ago. Amazing stuff, folks. Going to happen. Eugene Wisorek. So you have, you had mentioned Project Veritas. Folks, Project Veritas, another thing that's being funded by taxpayer dollars, crappy plays, Shakespeare in the Park, by a bunch of hacks, being paid with $30 million of taxpayer dollars. $500 million or whatever tax dollars goes to Planned Parenthood. Project Veritas did a great investigation and proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that these people are profiting from dead fetuses that they are killing. And what's happening? They're prosecuting and arresting those at Project Veritas while Planned Parenthood parades around murdering babies. They've destroyed a whole generation of people in the offices of Planned Parenthood. It's really disgusting, and I applaud the work of Project Veritas. They did some great investigating, amazing investigations that are very important. And folks, it's up
to us.
Yeah,
they have a really big investigation coming out in the next week or so, so stay tuned as well. And I no longer work for them. Like I said, I work for Rebel Media now. But the future really is the alternative media, right? It's no longer the mainstream media. It's we see how toxic the mainstream media has become, and the liberal mainstream media has an agenda. They want to undermine President Trump, right? They want to push the assassination of President Trump. So, I really encourage people to endorse these new alternative media platforms, really, because it's the future of the conservative movement and it's the future of journalism. I think that the liberal mainstream media, in my opinion, I feel like their end goal really is to launch and push this full-fledged civil war and really just the disruption of the American landscape.
It's pretty sad to actually sit here and watch what's going on. Now, you say Rebel Media is based out of Canada, and this past weekend they had a thing up in Canada, an anti-Sharia law thing. And there's a gentleman, his name is Wild Bill for America, also known as William Finley, was arrested. Get this, folks, for having hate speech on his laptop as he was leaving the country. They are arresting folks in Canada for having hate speech on their laptops. Marco Rubio, in conjunction with some Muslim group here in Florida, here in America, called Imagine with an E, I believe is what they're called. And they're pushing an anti-blasphemy law right now. It's on the books. I will be posting everything. Prissy Holly had put out the announcement. She did some research, and it is true. It's happening. It's an anti-blasphemy hate speech law that's being pushed right now. It's passed the Senate. It's in the House. So call your congressman and stuff. I'll have all the information about that coming up here on my pages soon. Make sure you call your congressman, 202-224-3121. Ask for them. That's the DC switchboard. Make sure you holler at them. They're coming home for 4th of July. Go make an appointment. Go to their office. Say something. Say, you can't do this. What's wrong with you people? Don't pass this law. It's just another hammer to free speech. folks, if we don't start speaking out and standing up, we're going to lose our free speech. We're going to lose our Second Amendment. We're going to lose the Bill of Rights. We're going to lose the Constitution. And look out your window. You're going to lose it if you don't make a stand and do something soon. You know what I mean? And folks just pointed out here that Wild Bill is a fraud and he insulted LaVoy and the family. Yes, but he's still an American citizen who's arrested for having hate speech. And that's ridiculous. Doesn't matter who it is. If it's Santa Claus or Elmo, if you're getting arrested for hate speech on your laptop, that's kind of kooky. That to me is just beyond all reasoning. So that's happening. And where does it end? Where does it end, Laura?
Well, I think that it's getting worse, to be honest. You know, the liberal media still has refused to condemn this normalization of political violence against the right. You know, every day we see more violence. We see reports of attacks at rallies, at events, and I think that it's going to escalate and explode at some point, right? So I'm not too hopeful. I feel that at the current rate, it's only going to get worse.
And everything always gets worse before it gets better. So yeah, I guess you can expect it to just go right down the tubes here. And I don't think they'll be satisfied until we're a third world Muslim country. And folks like you and me are fighting just to get a scrap of meat to eat so we could stay alive.
Yeah.
You know? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is what happened to America. Where did it go? I guess, you know, when I look around, I'm going to be 50 soon. I'm getting up there in age. And it's like my generation is the one that's letting this happen. People that I know and love, that I went to school with, are running the country and owning businesses and putting people to work and doing this and that and the other thing. And they're letting this happen. My generation. I can't believe it. We grew up loving Reagan. He was our president when I was a kid. And here we are, our generation, my generation, letting it slip through our fingers. Letting our great country collapse around us. For what? None of us are going to get any of the benefits if we become a socialist third world pile of crap. The only one that get any benefits for that are the Obama family and people like that. Loretta Lynch,
yeah.
They hook these people up while we suffer, while we struggle. You want socialism? But folks, we had special elections, four or five of them, and we won all of them. The Republicans won all of them. What does that say? They poured millions of dollars into that Georgia election. I've heard all different figures. I will just throw it right out in the middle. $30 million. That seems to be a good figure. $30 million for Shakespeare in the Park. $30 million for this mess. Just wasting tax dollars. Throwing them away.
It just shows the people are tired of it, right? We saw that's what happened when Trump was elected. Hillary spent, millions more dollars than Trump did, right? Look at how much money Jeb Bush wasted on his campaign, and it failed, right? We are no longer in this establishment era of buying elections and buying the people. The people are seeing through it. Like I said, the mainstream media is no longer winning. You know, it's the era of the citizen journalists. It's the era of the alternative media, of outsider candidates. And, we need to support it. We need to keep speaking out because it's a war right now. We're in a culture war. And, the left will do anything it takes to stop us. I mean, we see they're constantly creating false news narratives, promoting fake news to undermine the president and try and, sabotage what the silent majority has worked to create and put in Washington, right?
Yep.
So it's already a war. We're in a war. It's a culture war, and it's only going to escalate.
I just want to say real fast, any of the folks out there watching the Facebook live feed, if you have a contact for my second guest this evening, Joe, creator of Hug a Cop Challenge, make sure he knows he got a call here in 5 minutes. But we're rocking, and we can keep going here because we're having a great interview. We're talking with Laura Loomer, who stormed the stage there at Shakespeare in the Park. One second here. What's going on? Here's my ID.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. This is Patriot Nation Radio Show Live on the Patriot Radio Network. And again, we're speaking with Laura Loomer. She stormed the stage at Shakespeare in the Park. She's an activist and a patriot. Loves America. Now, I don't know how old you are, but you seem like you might be in the millennial generation, somewhere in the middle of it, maybe towards the end of it, maybe the, you know, in the beginning of it. And it's
I'm 24 years old.
There you have it, folks. It's very encouraging to see folks in the millennial generation make stands like this. This is excellent. You are to be commended, young lady. I'm very proud to have you on my show. We have a show on Saturday night. A young man here from my neck of the woods. He's a young high school student. I believe he's just becoming a senior this year. Constitutional Millennials, the Next Generation, Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We got to encourage the millennial generation and make sure that more are like Laura and Patrick and realize what's slipping through the grasp of the American hand as we're being invaded from the south, southern border, and invaded from Syria and Iraq and Iran and all these other places by what they say are refugees. But anytime you see the pictures of the refugees, you see a bunch of men, 18 to 40. They say, well, we're going to save the women and the children, but those guys are leaving the women and children behind for ISIS to slaughter as they come here to slaughter us. That's what I believe. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm thinking. What do you think about that?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up when you said that. I couldn't really hear you.
And my mind is like a sieve. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I was talking about the invasion from the southern border.
It's not just a culture war, right? The left wants to completely destabilize this country. So what do? They support policies that allow for our enemies to come in and disrupt us. They want to have mass importations of people from Islamic countries, right? You see this alignment with the left in Islam. Why? Because it's a destabilizing ideology. Right, it's they're using their tactics. People need to pay attention to the tactics they're using. I compare it to the 70s when you had groups like Weather Underground and the Black Panthers using terrorist methods to disrupt the political landscape. Well, that's what we have now. The left has aligned itself with Islam, and they're using jihadi tactics to disrupt political opinions they disagree with. They're using violent tactics. We see that they're stabbing people. They're covering their faces and making violent death threats at events. It's very worrying. And yet, in the midst of this, they have no problem allowing for our border to be unsecure. They have no problem pushing for these types of people to come in. Why? Because those are the types of people who are going to strengthen their base and align with their political agenda. And they'll do it at any cost. They have no love for their country.
And it's really scary that folks, American citizens, have that same ideal that our country is nothing but a bunch of racist descendants of slave owners who should have their heritage and their history destroyed. And everything they know and love about their country torn down to support the hurt feelings of a select few whiny snowflakes. Folks, the snowflakes that are screaming and yelling are a serious minority. They are so outnumbered. But yet we are the ones that are going to work every day, busting our asses and paying taxes so that they can dump $30 million into Shakespeare on the Park, whether we like it or not. It's one of the things I didn't like about when I was in the electrical union. up in New York before I moved to Florida. They actually told me, IBEW, Local 3, you have to register as a Democrat or you can't join. I said, huh? What do you mean? I don't support that. This is back in the 90s, folks. I don't support what they're thinking and what they're saying. I like Ronald Reagan. I like that kind of ideas. I don't like what you people are saying. So I registered as a Democrat so I could get into the union. And then I realized that taking my union dues, dumping it into these super PACs and funding the party that I don't support, and I have no say. You have no say. When you're in a union, the union dues you put in goes into their bank, and then they use it how they see fit, whether you like it or not. So they're funding things like Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, or they're supporting Al Gore and his presidential run, because that's not when I was in the union. It dumped my hard-earned money, my dues. That's why it's my candidate. I don't support it. I don't think my tax dollars should go one iota, not a nickel. Planned Parenthood. Look, you want to have an abortion, that's on you. Use your own. You're the one that has to pay the piper when the time comes. You're going to face the good Lord. He's going to stand there. That's when the judgment happens. You want to have an abortion, fine. Whatever you want to do. It's the big argument. It's my body. I do what I want. Okay, cool. Don't use my damn money. Use your own money. Go get, you know, well, how about this? Protect yourself so you don't get pregnant for an unwanted pregnancy. Or don't do anything at all. Stay abstinent. I mean, who wants to do that? That's no fun. So, of course, in society, protect yourself. I don't want my tax dollars going for programs that I don't want them to go to. You know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Tammy, that is for all unions. They take the union dues that you pay and they put it wherever they want. Once that money's in the account, you have no say. You have no say once you pay your dues where that money goes. Trust me. And that's why these Democrats in Chicago keep getting elected, because they have mass unions up there. In Michigan, the unions are very strong. Michigan's getting ready to elect a Muslim governor. Good chance this guy's going to get elected. Folks, they're saying this gentleman that's getting ready to be elected in Michigan, governor, the next Obama, he's more articulate. He speaks more clearly. He's born here in this country, and he's a strict Muslim. Yeah, they are grooming him for the 2020 run. He's 31 or 32 now. They're grooming him for the next run in 2020. Folks, this is getting scary. So, Laura, one more time real quick, because I think my other guest is in the queue. And I want to give you the opportunity to promote your where you write, where you blog, all your stuff, whatever you want to promote. This is your time to shameless plug yourself crazy.
Well, like I said, I work for Rebel Media, so I encourage you to subscribe to Rebel Media. To watch my videos and listen to my commentary. You can follow me on Twitter at Laura Loomer, and you can follow Rebel Media on Twitter as well at Rebel TV. I appreciate it, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Absolutely. I'd be proud to have you on again. We could talk about anything. I'll chat with you in the chat, and we'll figure out something. We'll have you on again. You've been a great guest. I'm very proud and honored to have you on. Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Loomer.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. Stick around if you want to stick around. That's up to you. I'm going to pick up this next call.
Appreciate it. Have a nice
day. Good night. Thank you. Wait. Hey, Joe, is that you, sir?
Hey.
That Joe?
No, it's Rusty.
Oh, Rusty, ladies and gentlemen. Thought that was Joe coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rusty. He lives down on the border, Texas and Mexico. And there's some stuff brewing down there. What's shaking, Rusty? How you feeling, man? How's your health doing?
Next subject. Here's the deal. I'm going to be in here for a couple of minutes, and I'm going to bail.
Okay,
my thought
sir.
Is this. Okay, now I want you all to consider this. Every time a black kid gets hurt in the street, wherever, there's riots and everything else. You look at the latest review of black servicemen under the age of 35 who have gotten killed in the last year. Not a word is said outside of veteran organizations. What's the difference? If they're screaming that black is a specialty situation, then all, whether they're a black kid or whether they're in uniform, they should all be treated the same. But then I got a big mouth and I look at things different than everybody else. But anyway, what's happening here on the river? The other thing is the prototype model fence is on my property. And we're going to see how it works. I've already had some people out there, some unofficial agency people look at it, and they like it. Beyond that, I'll give it all back to you. You all have a safe day. God bless. God bless America. We'll chat at you later, my friend.
Rusty, wait a second. You're saying that they have the fence that they want to use and put up as they're trying it out on your property right now?
It is the model prototype. One of the prototype fences, models, is on my property. It's been on the news, from my understanding, in Texas at least. And some of the unofficial agency observers have come out and looked at it, and they like it because it's not a wall, and it is designed after the most efficient penitentiary wall. It's a double fence. It's not a single fence. And if you notice, there's always a jailbreak in every penitentiary, and guys are always just jumping the fence, right? Wrong. This one, these companies are the ones that have designed those fences, installed them, and they keep the people in or the people out, depending on how you look at it. But if anybody wants to contact me, tell them to give me a call or give me a text, and I'll get the website to them, and we'll take it from there. Beyond that, again, Mark, you all have a safe one. I need to bail here. It's a hot day. It's 101.
Send me a picture of the beautiful fence. Thanks again for calling, Rusty. I appreciate it, man. Always in my prayers, and I hope that you're feeling well, sir.
Well, you're going to work at it one day at a time, my friend. One day at a time. Thank you, Mark. Y'all be safe. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. All right. Real fast, I'm going to do something quick because I guess Joe's not going to be able to call us tonight. He must be held up. I believe he's traveling over to Texas right now. So maybe he's held up. He doesn't have any signal, and he wasn't able to call in. So in the meantime, what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to play this. I'm going to play Dave Bray, God Bless America, because we're going to bless America today. And Dave Bray is like our house band. We love Dave here at Patriot Nation Radio Show. And I'm going to be back right after this. Hey, Damon's watching. Sandra, thank you so much for your great comments. Kathy, you dial 347 637-3942 on the show.
Oh,
347-637-3942.
Oh, sweet home, this land I love. Is blessed from above. So while storm clouds gather far away.
there you have it, folks. That's Dave Bray, his version of God Bless America. Check him out, DaveBrayUSA.com. Check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, my friend Kathy. Kathy, I got about 5 minutes. I hope that's enough time to get it in. Our other guest this evening, I don't think he's calling in, unfortunately. He must be somewhere on I-10 in the middle of nowhere with no signal. That's my guess. How are you, Kathy? Is that Kathy?
Hello?
Hello. Is that Kathy?
Who, me? No, this is Sandra.
Oh, hey, Sandra. How are you? And she said she
I'm
was calling
sorry.
In.
I'm sorry. I saw your number, and I just wanted to call it.
Thank you so much.
So you're
for
waiting
all your
for – oh, sure. I don't want to interrupt your plans of who you were supposed to talk to. I was just calling in to – give you my support. You are so awesome, Mark. Gosh, what a trooper you are, a warrior for real.
Thank you so much. It's tough, man. I've been doing this 4 years now. It's been rough, you know, trying to book guests. I have over 400 shows, and I got about 385 guests. Booked them all myself, do all the work myself. It's hard, folks, but it's what I got.
You
it's all
are
I can
amazing.
Do. I can't go to rallies. I can't go out. I don't have the money to fly out to Texas and go up to D.C. and do all the stuff. So I bring the folks on and let them promote their events and their things like that and bring truth to the stories, like Laura Luma. And I'm going to bring in my friend Kathy right now. I recognize the number now. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay,
my
friend.
Okay,
have a good day, Mark. God bless you.
God bless you, Sandra. Thank you so much for all the great things you said. Sandra's sending some really great informative stuff. If folks want to watch your videos and things that you make, why don't you tell them how to find you? Because you are putting out some really interesting, highly informative things.
Well, my name is Sandra Treese, and I don't have a YouTube channel, but I just put it on my Facebook, Sandra Snell Treese. So if you want to check me out on Facebook.
Amen.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Sandra.
Love
Thanks
you. God
your
bless
support.
You, honey. Okay,
Love
bye-bye.
God bless.
Okay, bye-bye. God bless you,
Sandra.
Too, sweetie.
One of my biggest fans right there, folks. Kathy, how are you? Calling Kathy. Come in, Kathy.
Okay. And are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I came over to the lake and I saw your show on, and wow, this is a good show. So,
you got about 5 minutes. You got about 5 minutes. But I know you want to get together. We'll get you back on the show, and I'll hook you up. I'll try to get you connected with Laura Luma from Rebel Media.
Yes, because I've been contacting several of the larger conservative YouTubers. We need some video voice out there. I put those links in your blog. I hope you'll grab them and announce them. I started a Tea Party Finance Facebook fan page about a week or so ago to showcase all of the conservative Christian Trump supporters' stories and videos that are out there screaming about being censored, shut down, shadow banned, demonetized. And, of course, you know our story. We can't do anything online at all.
Yeah,
so
it's hard.
In our group, yeah, I mean, it makes it impossible. We can't raise a dime and haven't been able to because of the censorship. So I've been working and calling reps. I've been emailing. I've got a senator. I have turned over some of these people to law enforcement, but I'm not so sure that our FBI is really helpful right now. And we're taking on Twitter. And social media. So people visit that Tea Party Finance Facebook fan page. It's totally censored, and I'm putting more and more articles, trying to bring them all in one place to bring more awareness because so many people don't realize how many of us there are. They are
right.
Cutting the legs out from under all of us.
We're being
and
censored.
Like you said, Mark, everywhere. We can't function at all.
You know?
Just because, no. It's like Twitter's troll. Pardon?
You put something out that's anti-Sharia. It gets hacked. It gets knocked down. But then pro-Sharia comes on and they're screaming stuff and cutting off heads and the video goes viral and everybody gets
to
see the head.
Oh, that mess Kathy Griffin put on, that made me sick. I mean, sick. And
so,
these
Kathy,
people...
if someone wants to link up with you, because I only got a couple minutes left here, I got about 7 minutes and I got to... play one more song for my friend Dave Bray, and I want to make sure that folks, if they want to connect up with you, and to start getting your story, and we'll bring you back on here in a couple of weeks, right around the middle of July.
To be on a Monday or Wednesday night. I do have a little evening job, and I can do weekends, but I don't remember what night you're on. I see you frequently from work, and I can't really say anything from work, but I check my phone. So the thing is, Mark, please send them to the Tea Party Finance Facebook fan page. It's been totally censored, and I've got articles on there about A.M. Perez being shut down. I got Mark Dice's video. I've got Computing Forever. I've got Michael DePinta on there, who was demonetized. And, of course, we couldn't function at all because we got the co-sponsors for the select committee. And I'm still every day being threatened and harassed by these same people. So I'm going after them. But I need some big voices to help me go after them. There's a petition. I put that on there against Twitter. Asking Congress to investigate Twitter, and I'm calling these reps as well. So, yeah, we all need to stick together now, big time, and we're not going to have a voice on there at all, or money. It takes money for all of us to function.
If you want to go to a social media site that leaves all the libtarded rhetoric behind, check out libertyrush.com, create an account there. I'm on there. I don't go on there enough. Because everything is so wrapped up in Facebook right now because it's become so huge and such a big thing. But Liberty Rush is expanding. They're working to make it a better site. It's another social media place for patriots and Americans who love their veterans.
Send
and their
me
country.
That in DM if you would.
Yeah, that's libertyrush.com. I'll do that for you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Kathy Amidon. What was the name of the movie again you guys are trying to do?
We put the movie on hold. Braverymovie.com, we took the movie stuff down so we could raise pain about not being these Tennessee law enforcement not taking my 4 years of evidence, hard evidence, against these leftist trolls that have attacked us 24/7 and Twitter. So I'm fighting that fight by myself pretty much, and now I'm bringing some other people on board. So it's not an easy fight. You're draining that swamp. That's part of the swamp.
Just remember the name, Eugene Zork. Eugene Zork. Eugene Zork. Things are changing, folks. Swamp is going to be drained. It's going to be a whirlpool of swamp rats swirling to their demise. I believe
hey, I've got a new hashtag, Mark. I got a new hashtag, drain the swamp, capital letters, faster.
Yes.
It's like, drain the swamp faster.
And with that, folks, I want to thank each and every one of you guys and girls for tuning in and supporting my show, because without you all, there is no show. But remember this, even if there's only one person left listening to Patriot Nation Radio, Patriot Nation Radio goes on. Take this one listening, one fan. And I have that fan right there, Kathy. She's listening all the time. Sandra called in. Sandra. Mandy. I got Mandy. This lady calls in all the time, and she's always watching from New Zealand. This lady knows more about the organic constitution and our forefathers than 50% of America. And that 50% of America that she knows more about, 25% of the other half, which is us, she knows as much as and more about the constitution in America than we do, and she's in New Zealand. And she studies, and she knows that if America falls, the world falls. So she's fighting from New Zealand for America. It's crazy. We have people fighting for our country and other nations. Crazy. And with that, folks, I want to thank everybody again for tuning in. And I'm going to play this tune. This is the tune that Dave Bray's pushing. Now, usually I end the show with the Star Spangled Banner. Maybe I'll squeeze that one in, too, because I love that song. It's one of my all-time favorites, if not the favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, Taps, Amazing Grace, Dave Bray. DaveBrayUSA.com, and then we'll come back with the national anthem and wrap this up. Check it out, folks. Dave Bray, Taps and Amazing Grace. Right, folks. God bless America. God bless you. God bless everybody. Be sure to tune in this Thursday. I have no idea what I have on the calendar for this Thursday, but we'll be promoting our event that'll be taking place this Saturday, July 1st, in Clearwater, Florida. We'll have Wild Bill for America, I believe, is going to be there. We have a gentleman who's going to be announcing his run for governor here of Florida and more. That's this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, right after A Conservative's Perspective, my good friend James Bostic, he starts at 7 Eastern Standard Time, all shows Eastern Standard Time, and also Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran, Wednesdays, 7 o'clock p.m. Check the schedule, look around, find the shows. Also, I want to shout out to Tony Schwartz, Cave Radio Broadcasting, Brian D. Lang, and his show, Live Truth Radio. I want to thank, of course, Overpasses for America for all their support and everything like that that they do for us. Three percenters all across the country supporting America and doing what's right. I thank each and every one of you guys and all the other groups that stand up for this country. Joe, even though you didn't make it in tonight, you're doing great stuff. Hug a Cop Challenge, folks. Make sure you check out the Hug a Cop Challenge. A lot of stuff happening in this country. We're standing up, we're fighting, and we're moving. We're moving. Well, Sandra, make sure you have your daughter contact me. I'll send you the link, the invite. Maybe we can meet down there in Frankie's Patriot Barbecue, McMullen Booth Road in Clearwater, Florida, this Saturday from 12 to 4. Great speakers. I'll be speaking. I'll be doing a live broadcast right from the event, Patriot Nation Radio on the Road Show. Going to be fun, folks. July 1st, 12 to 4, Frankie's Patriot Barbecue, Clearwater. Toss Bank of Banner, folks.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say doth that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That's another episode. Until we meet again, good night. God bless you, and God bless America.